Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Whew, fresh off the love train. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can check us out on Facebook too. Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Check out all the great animal videos and photos and stories and stuff. You've got to see the eagle trying to take the mountain goat. It's quite a phenomenal video of that whole thing and a lot of other really cute stuff. Really good stuff on there. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, check it out on Facebook. And it is the third Sunday of the month, which means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your humans or animal loved ones wherever they are, and personal awareness coaching and feng shui and basic psychic stuff. Natasha Venter is here, and phone lines are open. I always take priority. We've still got some follow-up to do and got some tips for you going into the fall and the cooler weather, your animal friends, but we'd love to hear from you. And if you want to talk to either one of us, you better call in soon. Local number, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569, 1-888-298-5569. Email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then, I'm assuming that phone lines are quiet for the moment. So while that's happening, Miss Stacy. Oh my gosh, what on earth was that? Oh boy cheese. Wow. Did everybody hear that, or was that just okay? Well, Natasha heard it. Wow. Okay, wake up, everybody. Whoa, all right. So, Stacy.
Yes? I didn't touch anything. Nathan did not touch anything.
For some reason, the board flipped onto a different channel on that. So
okay, well, we're good. I didn't do it. Sometimes I touch stuff and I go, oh, what did I do?
If I wasn't awake, I certainly am now.
But wake up call for me, too.
Yeah, jolly routines. Oh boy, hamburgers! Oh boy, hot dogs!
I'm sure Stacy heard it as well.
Oh yeah,
and Natasha.
Whew. Okay, now that we've sort of recovered, I wonder, and they would have heard that on, or you all would hear that in Radio Land, wouldn't that go out on the air?
Yeah, let's see if that caller calling in heard it too. I bet they did.
So we got somebody on the phone now.
Yes,
huh?
We do.
Well, how rude. Just getting ready to talk to Stacy, so I guess we will hold off on following up with Stacy. And, couple of things going into the cooler weather. It is transition time for our animal friends and outdoor critters as well. A lot of things, as the temperature goes down, you know, look for rides into the house. One of the things, I've mentioned it to you already because I've been through this already at my house, but when we start to get into the cooler, especially colder temperatures at night going into fall, one of the things you want to pay attention for is fleas. If your animals are indoor, outdoor models, of course, Robbie's outside a lot, but my cats are out in the cat run. And, of course, you know, they catch lots of mice and shrews and stuff that come through. And we have deer and rabbit in the area. Can't get into the cat run, but certainly critters that carry fleas can. And from I think it was two, 3 weeks ago, one cat scratched a little bit. And that's usually my clue. And I had a feeling, I should check, and got out the flea comb. Sure enough, I found one flea. No evidence of flea infestation, no flea dirt, no nothing, just one flea. I found one flea on the other cat, nothing on Robbie. And then the next day I found two on my cat, one of the cats, and that was it. Four fleas, no flea dirt, no eggs, no babies, no nothing, just, and then that was it. Done. I've been checking every day since and done. And it's really amazing. If you're paying attention, you can pick them up and get rid of them and not let them, you know, get a hold on the inside if you pay attention. The other thing you want to be aware of with our dog friends is if you have little dogs, most common will happen with them, or sensitive ones, and those that, you know, are not real wild about going out in cold weather, wet weather, all of that sort of thing. Well, gear up now and start preparing them for that transition. So whenever it's a crummy day, it's colder, there might be a little drizzle, or it's a dicey day, go out with your dogs with your best jolly attitude and treats. Woohoo, oh boy, it's getting cold. Fall's here. Oh boy, go potty. Woohoo, oh boy, it's getting cold. Go potty. Woohoo. And lots of you act like it's the greatest thing since going out in cold weather. And then to make it even more special for your dog friends, treat them on the spot immediately after they go outside. So it's like, oh, okay, you go in there when it's cold outside, you get a treat. That will help you make the transition, because if you don't do that, then that what happens is dogs are, ooh, it's cold, it's wet, I don't want to go out there anymore. And that's when you'll start getting accidents in the house. So get condition your dogs and start selling them. Have a great sales pitch. You know, you got the right kind of sales pitch, you can convince dogs of pretty much anything. So you got to sell them on it's really good to go outside. And then warm them up, you know, rub them down when you bring them back in. All righty. So that's good. And then what do we got going on here, Nathan?
We now have Casey calling us from Puyallup. Got a missing cat that she's on, or he is on the lookout for. Oh, so let's go ahead and bring Casey into the show. Welcome. You are now live with Martha Norwalk and Natasha Venter.
Hey, Casey. Welcome to Animal World.
Thank you very much. I'm just wondering if Natasha can tell me, I was fostering a cat. He ended up getting out on my property.
All right, so, let's talk a little bit about the cat so that Natasha can tune in better. Okay. So this was, you were fostering this cat.
Yes.
An adult cat?
Yes, adult cat, a male, still intact.
Oh.
He was, had appointments to have everything done, and he ended up getting out of
Okay, what color? What color, kitty?
Okay, gray, mostly gray with white. White on his face, white on his chest.
Okay, he's, and did he have a name? What were you calling him?
Murdoch.
Murdoch. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cute. So, Natasha, does that give you enough? Or are you able to kind
of tune in
on the Murdoch? So it doesn't doesn't sound good to me. We got an unneutered male that's not familiar with Casey and the environment. How long had he been with you, Casey?
Only 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we'll see if to Natasha what she gets on this, but just before I know anything from what she says, generally speaking, dogs run, cats hide. So that's a generally speaking, but now obviously Natasha's got a connection. So what are you getting? What can you share about all of
that? He's off and going. He's off and going.
So he's a runner.
He's a runner.
He's not a hider. Yeah. He's a runner. Okay.
Yeah. He hides, yes, but yet he's out and going. So okay. I don't think he'll.
You don't think that Casey, they'll be able to find him? Or any point in humane traps or anything around the area?
I've tried.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. And I've got posters up all over. Yeah.
So. Yeah, no, he has no vested interest.
Right,
he
right.
He has no vested interest. And if a cat doesn't have a vested interest, you're not going to find them.
Right, okay. Right.
They're their own individual. And so.
So kind of the bottom line is don't waste your time because he's gone.
He's gone.
So bless him, release him, and we'll all pray for him and hope, you know, he ends up where he needs to be.
And that he does get caught again to be fixed. And then he's a free spirit. He doesn't.
Do you know, Casey, anything about his history? How did you come to foster him?
No, I don't know any history on him. He was came in as a stray. And so, you know, we know that he was an outdoor cat. So I was hoping he just would stay around my property because I'm surrounded by almost 30 acres. all around, just with people that have.
Well, he probably is, but I get that he is around you, but he's not going to be. He has no vested interest in you as a home.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So,
yeah, that's what I thought. Even though I connected with him and he let me actually give him belly rubs and stuff, which was amazing for an outside cat, but. So, yeah, the main thing is I wanted to make sure that he was okay. I keep checking, like, Tacoma Humane Society in case someone did pick him up and brought him there, but he hasn't showed up there either.
So. Yeah, no, he's good. He has his wits about him. He knows what to do. So you don't have to worry about him that way.
So I just want to revisit again, though, because now that we know that Casey has, like a lot of property around her.
Right.
And Tasha, you said that you did feel like maybe, he hasn't gone miles away, but that he's around her maybe. So I'm wondering, it's still, you feel like there's no point in her working at leaving traps out farther out on her property or things like that. I mean, do you see any way for just repeat and keep big traps out that maybe at some point and that he might stay around? Or
it feels futile
to you that just know there's no point?
Yeah, it would be, it wouldn't be something that it would be like, holy crap, he's there. It'd be like a startle thing. He doesn't feel like one that Whoa. Tends to go towards scenarios like that. He's more of an independent, he's a smart little guy. And so he's got his ways of negotiating being out there in the world.
But I was wondering if you knew if he had been trapped before, if it was like a TNR that he had been trapped and brought in. Because, if they've been trapped that way before, sometimes
they won't go back in.
Yeah, sometimes they won't go back in. Now, some cats, it doesn't matter. And they'll get trapped over and over again.
No, he's a smart bird.
Yeah, so, but you don't think he was trapped to bring in... in the first place?
I don't know. I don't have that information.
Well, unfortunately, it just doesn't sound like it's real good news, Casey, that he's just not bonded in any way, shape, or form and is not interested and wouldn't necessarily come to a trap and that sort of thing and probably is too smart for it anyway. So only thing you can do is pray. Now, what about Natasha? Would there be any point in her getting creative and talking and maybe putting a trail of treats towards the house and putting food out? Or, anything at all that we might...
He really doesn't have any vested interest. He liked you for the moment he was with you, but,
But if he's out there, he's got to be hungry and stuff, but maybe he's just a really good hunter, but...
He's a really good hunter. He can take care of himself.
Okay.
I would get that if you wanted to put like food out there for him, but you're going to get critters that are coming
in. Right, yeah, that's the problem in a situation like that.
Yeah, that doesn't work where I live either. So just because of that, because I it does attract the raccoons and the other critters.
Yeah.
So I can't leave it out. I mean, I left it in the trap, but I can't leave like a trail of...
Right. So. Okay. Yeah. Well, unfortunately,
I'm sorry for this news. You did a good job. You were a good mama. It wasn't that you weren't a good mama. You just had an independent turd.
No, I wasn't. But the main thing was too. I wanted to make sure that he was still alive and still okay, even if he won't come back. So
yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it feels like it seems like there's a strong connection and definitely alive and okay. And he knows what he's doing out there. He knows how to take care of himself. So that's all good news.
Okay.
He does.
The other thing, though, I would just make sure that if you're going to foster in the future, that, you make sure that you understand how he was able to escape in the first place.
I got it. I have never this. I've been doing this for like almost 30 years. I've never lost one. And I saw what the issue was, but he. Yeah, it was amazing that he even got out. So now I have...
He's a smart cookie.
But you've remedied whatever that is so it won't repeat.
I did.
Good.
Okay. I did. Thank you for saying that. Yes, I did.
Excellent.
I remedied that.
Good job.
Excellent.
You're a good mama.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry it happened, but I'm glad you checked in. And at least we know he's alive and well and can take care of himself. So that's good.
That's good. That's good.
So we'll pray for
him. Thank you so much.
All righty.
You're more than welcome.
Thanks, Casey. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right, anybody else wants to get in? Now would be the time, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. We're taking care of advertisers, and then we continue right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She's our best bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner, and she does the energy codes and family best as well. We learned more about that last week when they were on, and we haven't worked with a toddler. That was fun. And next week, it's the last Sunday of the month, and so it's an encore Sunday, and we'll repeat our healing show. And it was really a good one, so I hope you can tune in next week and hear it again. Linda works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, and you can see her in person there, or she can work with you remotely. And she continues to offer to anybody a free introductory session. So if you haven't worked with her in person before, it doesn't count if you've called in and gotten a free session on the radio. That doesn't count. You can still get a free introductory session with her. All you have to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to send you. If you want to check her out, it's Linda Rasmussen. Website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And then if you would like a free introductory session, just call or text her at 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And then, of course, you know that I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I am just starting to book up again, but I've got some early openings here and can book you pretty soon. So if you or anyone you know has problems with their dog friends, I come in and cover all the bases, teach you everything you need to know to teach with your or live with your dog and your life and style and all of that and solve all the problems. And I usually only have to see you once. And I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has problems with your dogs, you need help, call Aunt Martha. Not right now, I'm on the air, but after the show, you can call me at 360-217-7258. 7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. Now we still, nobody on the phone? Phone's not ringing? All right. Okay, now can we talk? Okay, do I need to plug my ears or Stacy, are you?
We're good.
Okay. I think we're okay.
Okay, all right. No, no big blast. Okay, excellent. All right, so finally. So, let's see. Normally on the second Sunday of the month, you would be in the studio with us all.
Yes, I would.
But last week was one of those Mercury in retrograde weeks, and the biggest problem was the closure of 405 again. And we go, that wreaks havoc with the South End, and I know you'd been all caught up in it on Friday and
on Saturday.
Yeah, so we had to kind of make an executive decision that Stacy would not be able to get here or home easily, and the fact that it was the last Storm basketball.
It was the last game, yes.
And so you had to figure out how to get there. And so anyway, so we didn't have, Stacy didn't join us except you zoomed in with us shortly before you left last week to give us an update on the Frenchies and everything.
Yes.
So the first thing is, did you make it to the Storm game on time?
We got to the game with my daughter. Yeah, we got to the game.
Was it challenging to get there?
Actually, it wasn't too bad. Yeah, going up by five wasn't bad at all. Although I think there was a Seahawks game too, so there was a little bit of
stuff going on.
It was fine.
All right, and so how was the last game? Was it a?
It was kind of like the whole season in one game. They had some good moments, and then they lose at the end, which is kind of what they've done all season.
Yeah, but so that's okay. It would have been nice to end on a win, but oh well. You said everybody kind of knows that, the Storm fans, that it's a rebuilding
time.
Right, it's and all
rebuilding.
Because,
and just,
you know, Sue Bird just retired.
Sue Bird left. Brianna Stewart went to a different team. So we were like down to Jewel Lloyd, who had a great season, but it was a rough year.
All right. So what's your expectation for next season?
Well, of course, I want them to get the number one pick, but I don't know if we will because we weren't on the very bottom. We were like second from the bottom. But they do it with like ping pong balls, so you get more chances if you were the very last team. So there's still some outside chance we would get the first pick. But
was there only like one good player?
There's one really good player.
Who's going to go on the first pick?
I would think so.
Yeah, okay.
They would take her.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we want to think. So when does that happen? When is the draft?
Well, the draft, you know, they go through college season, so they finish school like March, right? So it starts, the draft's probably like April, something like that.
So we have to start paying attention around then.
Yeah.
And so forth.
Well, when basketball season starts, for college.
Okay. So what's up next after women's basketball? Is anything else? That
I follow? Uh-huh. Not really.
Okay. So you're on hiatus until next year. I watch a little bit
of the football stuff, but kind of on hiatus.
Well, now how about, is it still warm enough to play golf?
I played a lot of golf last week. I actually had Monday off, so I played golf Monday and played on the weekend. So, and it's still, as long as it's not raining, so it's not too bad. So.
All right.
I have a question for Natasha for my grandpuppy. I don't know if she can tune into my grandpuppy.
So, grandpuppy would mean it. The puppy belongs to one of your daughters?
It belongs to my daughter.
And tell us about this puppy. What's the puppy's name?
Puppy's Doug.
Doug, and is Doug actually a puppy, or are you just calling him a puppy?
No, I just call him a puppy. He's actually...
Doug is a
is
what?
Is a litter mate of... He's Bag's litter mate.
Oh, he's the one. Okay, yes. Your daughter has a litter mate of your Bagman.
Yes.
Bagman's one of our sensitive... kind of guys with issues sometimes.
Yeah.
And so how's her?
Doug does not have, he's not sensitive.
he's just having a little digestive problem off and on for the past few months. And meaning what?
Like he will like poop in his crate and have a little bit of diarrhea, but not really. But then he's kind of fine. And then now he's, you know, got that off and on. So they took him to the vet. He seems fine. But they haven't changed his food. Does he need to change his food? I don't know. It's just off and on.
See if Natasha gets anything. But the first thing I would say is, does she know about Slippery Elm?
I don't know.
Well, she's your daughter. Why haven't you told her about Slippery Elm? I didn't ask her about that. Okay. Just for everybody listening. Now, of course, Natasha might say, no, that's not going to help or whatever, but we'll get a read from her. But Slippery Elm, it's a herb. Well, it's a tree root and bark extract. So you need a time out here, Nathan.
I'm actually throwing a little bit of an audible your way. We got Doug and Jody,
Jody are calling on the phone. I was telling her to call it. There you go. Well, then, now you can just talk.
Never mind. We'll catch up with you further. So now, who are we welcoming? Did you say Jody?
This is Doug? Jody with from Seattle with the dog Doug.
With Doug.
Hey,
hi.
Jody.
Hello.
Hey, Doug's grandma is here, so we've been talking about Doug.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah.
So it was perfect timing. So how old is Doug?
Doug is 5.
Okay. And he's just had a little soft stool on and off?
Yeah, on and off probably since, like, June. And so we went to the vet. They, like, had us do chicken and rice for a while. That seemed to help. We did some, like, medication. That helped. He was better. It kind of came back, and then we stopped giving him these new... We had, like, been giving him those, like, yak cheese sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And we had, like, had gotten a new brand, and so we stopped giving him that. So I was reading some reviews that some people had, like, said too much of it was, like, chipping off, and it was kind of sharp. So it was, like, maybe that's giving him some, like, GI issues. And so he's mostly been better probably for the last 2 weeks, but like every once in a while, maybe like once a week or so, he will like have an accident in his crate and poop, which is like very unusual. He's never done that until like this last couple months of this. And then we'll have like normal poops and then have like really like runny gross soft ones. Like out of nowhere.
All right. Well, before I, you know, launch into anything, let's see what Natasha is picking up. Have you got a connection with Doug, Natasha?
I do. So
I do. What are you getting?
Well, what have you been going through, my dear?
You got stuff going on?
I'm doing pretty good. We do have a friend who moved up to Seattle from California who's been living with us for the last 3 months.
So
it's going well.
Think about when did this person move in up with you? Was it in June or before?
She came in like mid-June, but the stuff with Doug was maybe a little bit before that, a couple weeks before or so.
Well, he's not necessarily sensitive like bags, but yet he's got some understandings, and you know, he heard you guys talking about change coming up. There is also something in his food, though, that is irritating him a little bit.
Okay.
And if you kind of do the, you know, the two for one here, that it's about, you know, the energy shifting up in your home and then the energy, which ended up being the energy shifting in his gut. And so, because it's about digesting life. And so with that, that's what I'm getting is that, that there's something. I'm trying to check in with what that is.
Well, and just generally speaking, diarrhea, loose stool sort of thing, from my perspective as a behavior therapist, and if I'm looking at this energetically, it usually relates, it can relate to fear stuff. But, you know, I don't know if that's at all involved. But, Natasha, you said something in the food is an issue.
Well, it's just a little bit of an irritant. Okay. So him going through a kind of an emotional time and right, that so, irritant.
Yeah. So what are you feeding, Jody?
I feed him the Just Food for Dogs. It's like a turkey and macaroni.
Okay. So Just Food for Dogs. I'm not familiar with that. Is that one of the real foods or the fresher
food? Yeah,
it's
like a fresh, real food.
And where do you get it?
They have a kitchen down in South Lake Union that I get it from. And so he's been on that.
They're a local company, and so they're making this food locally?
Yes.
Do you have an ingredient label?
Oh, not in front of me.
Okay, it looks like Nathan's working his magic. So I can't see. That wasn't it?
Sorry, that was an Instant Pot recipe. Let me go into the... the one
it's
right
the
here.
No, because it's not that I'm seeing that it's a bad thing, but it's what I'm seeing is that there's something that catches in his digestive system, and that's the
well,
thing.
That's
about
why
animals.
I wanted to see what the ingredients
yeah,
were in this
and,
food.
And it's not that necessarily that it's a thing, but when a dog gets out of balance, then you know it's a kind of a domino effect, and you have to kind of work your way to get them back to normal again.
Okay.
No, so you've got Nathan's got a page up here, just food for dogs. There should be a paragraph of ingredients. Do they have different varieties?
Right here, where'd it
okay,
go?
Back
All
there,
right,
back,
here we go.
Back.
These
no,
ones.
No, back up just a little. Right there. What does it say under that?
Oh, real ingredients.
Yeah,
yeah, it's got
right,
the list
down.
Of stuff.
Okay,
right
ground
here.
Turkey. All right, Natasha, listen to this list and see if anything pings you. Ground turkey. Whole wheat macaroni, broccoli, zucchini, carrots, turkey liver, cranberries, Icelandic fish oil, and then their nutrient blend.
I was getting at wheat. I was
that,
getting
the
wheat.
Wheat's, that's the one thing that pinged at me as well. I didn't, yeah. All of the other ingredients, Jody, feel fine to me.
Okay.
The one that I didn't like that didn't feel good to me was the whole wheat macaroni, and that's okay. The and I didn't say anything, and that's the one that Natasha said.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And it.
Oh. All right. Now.
And it's just right now while he's in out of balance.
Okay.
I feel like that this is something that you don't always have to be careful of, but if you are going, things are going on around the house.
Yeah.
Then you're going to want to be careful of this ingredient.
Okay.
All right, now,
not
now,
a vet.
Do
I'm
they
not a vet. I didn't do any blood work, so it's that, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what I was getting.
You don't need to be a vet here, Natasha.
I know. Okay.
Let's see. Do they make other varieties?
They do. Yeah, I can explore some other ones.
Okay, see if they make anything without the macaroni in it, without wheat.
Okay.
And the macaroni. Okay.
Okay, I'll check that out.
The other thing I like to avoid is sweet potatoes.
Okay.
But see if there's a variety without that macaroni.
Okay.
And then remember, you know, dogs pick up. Pick up, process, and reflect back our stuff. So there's definitely something to what Natasha's saying about, you know, what's going on in your lives and that changes and all of that will affect him.
Okay. So maybe like us anticipating our friend moving in and sharing the space.
Yep.
Well, and especially, you said, you know, his bowels started a couple of weeks before your friend got here. Well, what was going on for you emotionally then? Were you, you know, thinking like, oh, God, are we going to be able to handle this? Or should we be living here for 3 months? We haven't ever had anybody, you know. If you had any angst related to that, see, he would pick up on that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, and they tend to pick up, process, and reflect back what we stuff and suppress. So if you had a friend coming, you know, there'd be a part of you saying, oh, we're really glad that our friend's coming. We want all of this stuff. But then there's that other part of, do we really? And 3 months? And they're living here? But that's the stuff, see, we don't talk about.
Yeah.
You know, we stuff and suppress it. So you got to remember, you got to get it out or write about it or talk, you know, if that sort of thing.
Okay.
And then you should be explaining to Doug what's going on. So ahead of time, you said, you know, my friend's going to, I really love my friend and she's going to move in. But, you know, Doug, I'm not sure how it's going to go because it's usually just you and me or you and me and so-and-so. She's going to be here. But, you know, we'll talk about it and we'll talk to her and we'll work things out. So, yeah, there's going to be some stuff going on, but we'll stay our family and our pack. And, you know, and anyway, you just explain and help him understand.
Okay.
You know, and you just talk to him out loud and imagine it in your mind. He'll get the pictures and feel what you're feeling.
Okay.
And then you're going to get yourself today, or as soon as you can, some slippery elm. It's a human slippery elm, S-L-I-P-P-E-R-Y, separate word elm, E-L-M. It's a tree root and bark extract. Slippery elm is a tree.
Okay.
Human supplement. I get mine at Fred Meyer. You can get it in any grocery store, pharmacy, has a human supplement department, and you can get it online. But if you go to the store, you just go to the human supplement department. You go, that's the Nature's Way is who makes it. And they're the white plastic bottles with the bright green tops. and they're in alphabetical order. So you just go to S, you'll find Slippery-Elm.
Okay.
Now, it's probably doubled in price since the pandemic and stuff, but it's still under $15, at least at Fred Meyer. So it's not an expensive thing. Okay. It is a phenomenal tummy and intestinal tract coater. And okay. It will help firm up stools or stop diarrhea. It's great, you know, for if they really get sick with vomiting and diarrhea. And if he's just got a soft stool, I'd just open a capsule and sprinkle the capsule into his food.
Okay.
And use a little cool water, mix it up. You can give a whole capsule and poke it down. You can put a capsule in each, you know, worth of powder in each meal. Okay. If they get really sick, and I'll tell you back decades ago, this was probably where before Nathan wasn't probably even alive, but when parvo first surfaced in our dogs and we didn't know what it was and we didn't have vaccines and all that sort of stuff, and there's these puppies dying all over the place, extreme vomiting and diarrhea, and they get dehydrated and they'd be dead before we knew what to do. Anyway. Some of us natural folks, and there was another one of the first big communicators well known in the area, knew about Slippery-Elm. And what they did was would make a yummy tummy syrup. So with these litters of puppies with parvo and so sick, the Slippery-Elm powder won't dissolve in room temperature water, but it dissolves in boiling water. So you boil water, mix it up in there, and then you can use a syringe to give the yummy tummy syrup, you know, in their mouth. So if he ever gets bad enough that it's really bad diarrhea or there's vomiting involved, you can make the yummy tummy syrup. Otherwise, you can just give them the capsules, or you can put the powder in the food, but it will firm those stools up right away. So I'm going to go back now to Natasha and see if she can get a read on, would it be okay, Natasha, to continue feeding what she's feeding with the macaroni and add Slippery-Elm will be okay? Or do we need to find a variety and get that macaroni out of there, at least for the time being?
Well, what I'm getting as you were talking, Martha, was that, you know, you can feed, you know, to use it up, just feed it like every third meal and then do the Slippery-Elm and, you know, you know, like Bags is emotional and that kind of stuff. Well, so is your pup, just in a little different way. More of that.
Just not as emotional as Bags.
Yeah. Okay. It's more in a passive aggressive way. So,
I almost said something like that, you know, Bags is really sensitive and he's got all his little quirks and stuff. Well, your guy's got the same genetics. It just isn't manifesting in as severe a way as it is with Bags. But they're, you know, they're related, so they have similar stuff.
Yeah, so you think it's probably related to, like, just some of the stress, anxiety, feelings, good and bad, around, like, our friend moving. The other thing is, like, is I've been starting to, like, go back to the office a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So Doug spends maybe more time alone than he had been. But pre-pandemic, he was fine with that. And he doesn't really, like, if we leave on the weekends, he seems fine, but I know his routine is maybe a little disruptive.
So again, more talking, explaining, you know, mommy's got to work more, you know, and so it means I have to leave and go to work. But guess what? I do my work. They give me money and I buy your food and I buy you treats. So it's really important that I go to work. Remember, you got the right sales pitch. You can convince dogs of anything. So you got to give him a little good sales pitch on why mommy needs to go to work more, but it's a benefit to him. Okay, mm-hmm. And you can start, you know, sending him mental postcards, you know, talk to him when you're at work and imagine him. So being more communicated with him, because he's eavesdropping, you know, Natasha said he heard you talking about the change and all that stuff. So see, they read minds, they get the pictures in your mind. So you have to make sure that you explain it so they get the whole story.
Yeah. Okay.
And his world flipped upside down.
Yeah.
You had somebody come into the house and then you're leaving. So his world flipped upside down according to what he knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's work on all of that stuff. And then if you need more help, you can call me off the air. You can call Natasha. But, you know, you're part of the family because you got Stacy. So stay in touch. Call me off the air if you need to. Otherwise, check in. But I'd get the Slippery-Elm, but then let's work on getting that macaroni out of the diet. I would take, even if he didn't have these problems, I'd get that macaroni out of there.
Okay.
Wheat and corn are not good grains to feed dogs.
Okay.
For a lot of reasons that I won't go into. Okay?
Perfect.
All
well, thank
righty.
You so much.
Oh, it was fun to chat with you.
You're more than welcome.
Do you want us to put her back on hold so you can chat with your daughter, Stacy, or are you done with her too?
I think we're done. Okay. I talked to her later.
All right, Jody, we're done. We're done with you, Jody.
No worries. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
God bless. Bye bye. All righty. We got to take care of advertisers so Nathan can calm down. And then we got to get into current events, and we'll probably be about done. Well, we got just checking on Bags and Tank because we report. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here 9 to noon every Sunday morning, and it's almost noon, so we'll be out of here then. Anyway, we heard from Natasha Venter, and wow, what a coincidence. She happens to be right in front of me here. So, Natasha Venter, you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. And let's see, Natasha, you now have your podcast on Wednesdays.
Yes, Every Day with an Angel.
And that's Wednesdays, 4 p.m., and we find that on your YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC.
Yes.
All right.
And then I have, since it's Every Day with an Angel, I've been doing my mini videos at my 2-minute videos. Those are mini Every Day with an Angel minis. So, it's
are those on YouTube also?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And all social medias.
And you do a new one. You do a 2-minute new one every day. Is that what you're saying?
Every day, but Friday night and Saturday night.
Ah, okay, cool. And so Natasha Venter AC, and that's where we'll find all of that. Anything else? You gonna be in any fairs or anything going on coming up?
I will be down in Kent down at the Emerald Spiral next Saturday from 10 to 4.
Ah, okay. So, fair in Kent next Saturday, and Natasha will be there in person.
Yep, at Kent Commons. Emerald Spiral is on.
All right. So you can meet her in person down there if you like and do mini readings, right? Okay. All right. So anyway, Natasha, I know you've got to run, and thank you for being here today. I know it wasn't real easy because you're not feeling up to par, but please take care of yourself, and we're so grateful that you were here. And thank you for all the great calls today and all of that. And I hope you can rest this afternoon and take care of yourself.
Yes, I've gone through about 2 to 3 weeks where sleep was a little elusive. And then just a lot coming in. So I've been very grateful. This is what I've asked for. So I'm so grateful.
Alrighty. Well, God bless you. Blessing. We'll say goodbye to you now so that you can go take care of yourself. Thank you.
Thank God you. Bless. Love you. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty. And let's see. And of course, remember Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, I would love you to join our family of advertisers. Shoot me an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Kind of strange sitting here. I'm talking to myself on the TV. Kind of interesting. I don't think I've ever sat, he turned me off. Man, I never got a chance to talk to myself. I can talk back to myself.
I can turn it back on.
No, that was okay. I got distracted anyway. So, Stacy, before the current events is going to be really fast, we know that, Tank had that nerve sting thing.
Yep.
And then Dr. Nels did his thing and it went away. Is it still gone?
Still gone. Nothing's come up at all.
Any quirks with the bag man?
Nope. Gone to the coffee place. Everything's quietly. Good. Doesn't
all right.
Peep.
So great testament for Dr. Nels' work.
And great with this thing with Doug, because their friend actually is moving in a week or so. So I'll be curious to see if he gets better, too. So, interesting.
See, she should have probably cost her a fortune at the vet with all that stuff. Cyprium on your shelf. Call Aunt Martha and Animal World. And, you can avoid a lot of that stuff. But I keep thinking about when I hear Doug. I don't know if we've ever talked about this before, but there's a favorite photo of mine that shows up on Facebook from time to time, and it's a Frenchie named Doug who's eating an ice cream cone, and his face is covered with, and it's the cutest darn photo. Have you seen that?
I don't know if I've seen that.
Has Jody seen that? All right, I'm going to pay attention for that, and if it shows up again, I'll post it and flag you or something.
Okay.
It's Doug. I think it's Doug the pug with eating ice cream cone. We might be able to search that and come up. But it shows up every once in a while. It comes around again because it's such an outstanding photo. But if you guys haven't seen that, you need to see it.
Okay. We'll take a look.
Because anyway. All right. That's cool. So I guess we just got time to do a little current events. And of entertainment, what's going on here? Well, up at the Northwest Stream Center, South Everett, it's in McCollum Park. Very popular All About Bats presentation will be October 13th at 7 p.m. And the speaker, of course, is wonderful Barbara Ogard, and Cleopatra and Sally Bat will also be joining her, and they come from Sarvey Wildlife. So October 13th, 7 p.m., Northwest Stream Center, streamkeeper.org. Call for a reservation, 425-316-8592. And I think the only other thing, there's nothing new, but we've got here the 40-something cowgirls from Marysville are doing their second annual equine aid fundraiser. And the last opportunity is coming up Saturday, this next Saturday, September 30th, at Tractor Supply in Arlington. And then they're from, it's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can come buy raffle tickets. They have all kinds of stuff to benefit equine aid. So that's our two big things on current events this week. So we're good there. All righty then. Gosh. So nice to know that the Frenchies are good. And Nathan, the Mariners are looking pretty good. So we need to be, what, rooting them on here?
Yeah, we need to send them lots of good energy because they seem to be in sort of a slump right now. They're getting the runs they need, but then the bullpen just can't hold the lead they have into a victory. So we need to give them some good.
We should get after Gary and tell him he needs to shape up those Mariners.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, we'll think good thoughts for the Mariners. And next week would be the last Sunday of. Is it really the last Sunday of September already? I'm not ready for summer. We had such a spectacular summer.
I know.
Absolutely a spectacular summer. I've hardly had to mow at all.
Well, the way things are going, it seems like the temperatures will cool down before the rain starts. So
yeah, but I'm not ready. I don't want summer to go away. I'm just not ready. Do you think we can push back?
I know
the
my golf game was getting really good.
Yeah. You're not ready. All right, so we're not ready yet. Weather angels, let's have more summer anyway. So enjoy the drier, nicer weather as long as it lasts. Looks like we might have some drizzle in the next couple of days, but I'm going to get my grass cut, well, my weeds cut. Next week, last Sunday of the month, and so that means it's Encore Sunday, and we'll rerun our last healing show with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen, and it was an extra good show. And we got to work with a young child, which we haven't done before, and heard more about the family best. So good one to listen to. And remember, you can get a surrogate healing just by listening and following Linda's instructions. And then, of course, we'll be back the 1st of October for Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And Nathan wants to kick us out. He's telling me it's time. And if I don't shut up pretty quick, he's just going to cut me off. So, I guess I have to honor that. Anyway, Nathan, thank you so much for a great job today and keeping everything flowing. Stacy, thank you so much. Let's all think good thoughts and send Natasha some healing and good support for the Mariners, because if the Mariners crash, well, then Nathan won't be happy and we can't have that. So, root for the Mariners. All righty, everybody. As always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So, treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.